Xinjiang's reported one local COVID-19 infection, the first in 5 months. The 24-year-old woman's infection was confirmed in the regional capital, Urumqi, on Wednesday. Three people who had contact with her have been found to be asymptomatic cases. Authorities are trying to find out how the woman was infected. The subway in Urumqi has suspended services to prevent the virus from spreading. In the meantime, a man who flew to Zhejiang from Urumqi has been confirmed to be an asymptomatic case. The number of COVID-19 infections in Brazil has surpassed 2 million as the pandemic entrenches itself in poorer and more remote regions. Meantime, nearly 77,000 people in the country have died from the virus. In both counts, Brazil trails only the United States globally. A U.S. health expert has said it's misleading for President Donald Trump to imply that the COVID-19 pandemic is under control. The U.S. president earlier said the increase in confirmed cases with a low mortality rate means positive outcomes of the country's COVID-19 response. In response to that, Dr. Vincent Racaniello with Columbia University's College of Physicians and Surgeons says the data indicates that the surge of confirmed infections in the country is not the result of increased testing.
The number of cases have gone up. There's no question. It's not just because of testing. We know this because we've got the data and we can analyze it. So we are not in a good position. You know, deaths take a few weeks after the initial surge of infections, and it's only been a couple of weeks now. So I expect very soon the death rate will go up.
COVID-19 infections in the U.S. have surpassed 3.5 million. Over 137,000 people in the country have died from the disease. Russia's refuted accusations it's interfered in Britain's 2019 general election. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has accused Moscow of seeking to interfere in the UK election by acquiring unpublished trade documents. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova urged the UK to demonstrate facts to back up the accusations.
A criminal investigation is going on, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said. At this stage, it would be inappropriate for us to say something, he went on. This statement is so vague and controversial that it's almost impossible to understand. If it's inappropriate to tell, then do not tell. If you do tell, then do demonstrate the facts.
Documents relating to the UK-US trade talks were leaked online months prior to the election and were used by the Labour Party in the election campaign. Then-Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said the documents prove that the Conservatives were planning to sell off the National Health Insurance. Raab said that there was an ongoing criminal investigation into how the documents were obtained. China and five Central Asian countries have agreed to hold regular meetings among their foreign ministers. The top diplomats of these countries met via video link yesterday. They also discussed ways to enhance cooperation in anti-pandemic efforts, economic recovery, and regional security. China has become the first major economy to grow since the coronavirus pandemic began. The world's second largest economy recorded an unexpectedly strong 3.2% expansion in the latest quarter, reversing a 6.8% contraction in the first 3 months. In the April to June period, factory output rose 4.4%, a sharp rebound from the first quarter's 8.4% contraction. Retail sales shrank by 3.9%, but that was much better than the previous quarter's 19% contraction. Chinese authorities have announced that cinemas in low-risk areas can resume operations starting from next week. Attendance per show must not exceed 30%, and audience members should be seated in every other row. The release time for most of the commercial films originally scheduled to hit the big screen in the first half of the year remains uncertain at this point.